From the center of the universe, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, this is the SDM Show with your host, Rob Cairns. The SDM Show focuses on business, life, productivity, digital marketing, WordPress, and more. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy the show. Here is Rob.
Hi, everyone. Rob Cairns here. I'm the founder, CEO, and chief creator of Amazing Ideas at Stunning Digital Marketing. In this podcast episode, I sit down with my good friend, Devinder Singh Ken, and we talk about the WP Weekly Awards for 2021. We analyze the winners, the losers, and the movers and the shakers. Grab a drink, sit back and relax, and enjoy the podcast. Morning, everybody. It's Rob Cairns here. Today, I'm here with Devinder Singh Ken. Good morning, Devinder. How are you?
Good morning. Well, it's a good evening here, so.
Yes, the pearls of broadcasting across the globe. And today, Devinder did this amazing project called the WP Awards 2021. So I thought we'd get Devinder on. The results are off, and I thought we'd analyze and kind of dissect some of the awards a little bit. But before we get into the awards, Devinder, you had four amazing sponsors. So why don't you talk about them for a minute?
Well, that was a surprise. So, and I'm really thankful to all those four sponsors. And I think I could have gotten more sponsors if I was more serious about getting sponsors. But these four were really good. They were GoDaddy Pro, 20i Web Hosting, Cloudways, and Stellar WP, which owns a lot of WordPress plugins and products.
Yep, including my favorite, Candice and Candice Blocks are under the Stellar brand. So there you go.
Yeah, they keep adding more good stuff. So
yeah. And I'm kind of looking at the awards, and in front of the awards, interestingly enough, the number one vote getter, and I don't know if this was a surprise or not a surprise, was the Admin Bar, right? And then ACF Pro, Elementor, Yoast, and WordFence. And interesting enough, nowhere do we see Beaver Builder in the top five. Is that a surprise to you, Devinder, a little bit? Or?
Not really, because Beaver Builder never was in the popularity charts of WordPress page builders per se, even though their usage is pretty high. After Elementor, I think the other page builder that comes is Beaver Builder, though the difference between Elementor and Beaver Builder is huge in terms of the usage, but that makes sense because Beaver Builder is not as flashy or as, you know, design oriented as Elementor is. And it's mostly used by, I guess it's the wrong way to say it, but more serious web developers. Yeah. Like developer is a, you know, tricky word because it can bring in egos of a lot of people. So I'll just stop there.
Yeah. And what I thought we'd do is kind of go down the categories and just kind of run some commentaries. So let's go to category one, WordPress themes. And no surprise, in my opinion, Astro 409, Generate Press, the silver medal with 239. And then my favorite, Candice themes at 213. Astro is the developer's theme, no question. Your thoughts on that? Any surprises there or not really?
I think Astro is my go-to theme for the last few years now. And I've tried GeneratePress here and there, but then I'm sort of that kind of a person. You just use one tool for one purpose. So I stick with Astro all the time, but GeneratePress is equally good. And I've also tried Cadence, which is, again, all these themes, you know, the top three, they almost are similar in their feature set. And even in their performance, like obviously there will be people who will do the performance test. Oh, this is 0.0001 second faster than this and this. But then those are mostly like boxed comparisons, because once you add Page Builder and other plugins, it all depends on how you optimize them.
Yeah, so true. And speak of page builders, category two, Elementor, number one, Gutenberg, interestingly enough, number two, and Beaver Builder, number three. Kind of not surprised at Gutenberg, number two, because they're picking up all the non-developer crowd and then the developer crowd from people like me. And then you've got Elementor and Beaver Builder in there. Is any of that a surprise to you, Devinder?
Well, Gutenberg is there because, you know, the people who voted or participated in this contest are mostly people who actually build websites. So yeah. All of them are aware of Gutenberg, whether they like it or not. And they all have, you know, experimented with Gutenberg and they know Gutenberg is the future. So why not just vote for it? But I also know the real case scenario. Like most of the people who run big agencies still don't use Gutenberg for, you know, client websites because it's just not there yet. Probably it would be in about 1 or 2 more years. But given the current state of scenario, even the simple drag and drop in Gutenberg is not as refined as you would find in Elementor or even in a new page builder like, say, Oxygen or Bricks.
Yeah, I can say, having one been on this Gutenberg project, the biggest thing is if you're going to run Gutenberg, you got to run Gutenberg plus some add-ons. And that's really cool. And I think, you know, we're a year, I agree with you, we're probably a year away from the average person using it that's not doing more than a blog or more than a project. So let's go to forms. The old standard Gravity Forms wins again. Isn't that interesting? And then Fluid Forms and WP Forms are 2 and 3. But what I found really interesting is the old standard de facto free Contact Form 7 is still in 4th place. Isn't that interesting?
Well, if something is free and it works, why not, right? So, and Gravity Forms, well, it has a lot of you know, users from a lot of years of being there, right? So I'm not surprised with Gravity Forms because Gravity Forms is not and also it's a paid plugin throughout. Like there's no free version for Gravity Forms, but it's still popular. Why? Because it works, and it works for all kinds of users, from very simple users to advanced users requiring a lot of conditional. And I'm not surprised Fluent Forms is second because that's my personal favorite. And it's almost similar to Gravity Forms in terms of functionality, and it's getting better day by day. And the third one is WP Forms. It's again, it caters to both kind of users, simple to the advanced users requiring a lot of things. But honestly speaking, like I've worked with few agencies who were using WP Forms and then they switched to other form plugin because WP Forms is known to change their pricing structure quite often. So I think that's the kind of sticking point with most of the people. It wasn't just the functionality, it was the pricing, because most agencies also take into account the pricing of the tools that they use. So I guess you got to have some form of constant thing at least. So I'm not surprised with all these three being there, to be honest. Though I would have expected Formidable Forms and Ninja Forms to get more votes because they are also really good solutions.
They are. And then we go on to number four, dynamic data plugins. And this category has had a little bit of controversy lately with Brainforce and their wonderful email that they sent out on Black Friday trying to generate more money. But despite that, ACF Pro still stays at number one. Metabox, which is kind of my dynamic data plugin at choice number two, Jet Engine 3. And I'm actually surprised that Pods didn't gain a few more votes. Some thoughts on Brainforce, because I'm not going to let you off the hook on that one.
Well, it wasn't Brainforce, it's Delicious Brains.
Delicious Brains, sorry. My apologies. Yeah.
So I guess they just need to hire a better marketing guy or someone who can do better messaging. Their intention wasn't wrong, I guess. It's just the way they put it out that came across a little wrong. But it's no harm asking people to... How many times have we seen people asking for donation and supporting? And people do support it, right? Mm-hmm. So the main intention wasn't wrong, but maybe the way they asked, that was a little off for at least some people. But then again, anything you put out, you will have all kinds of, you know, reactions. Remember, we were talking something about things before the call. So
yeah,
we have all kinds of people in the you know, ecosystem, and you have to tread a thin line to satisfy at least majority of them, because one person shouting can add 50 more people shouting on the same topic. So yeah, I'm not surprised ACF, barring the controversy, I think I'm not surprised with ACF being there, because ACF again is a very solid tool and it's a developer focused tool, and Metabox has come, you know, emerged like out of nowhere, even though I've known Metabox for a few years now, but it has gained a lot of popularity when ACF got sold out, and now the recent controversy. So people start looking for alternatives, and Metabox is the closest alternative to ACF. And so, though my personal favorite is Pods, and Pods is just like Beaver Builder is in the page builder ecosystem. It's a quiet player, solid quiet player, and Pods is also like solid quiet player. They do, they did have struggles of funding and all that with their and they got delayed in their, you know, new next big version, but I think their funding got sorted with Gravity Forms pitching in the much needed funds to you know, speed up the development. So my personal favorite here is Pods, and of course Beaver Themer, which is not actually a dynamic data registration plugin, is more of an output plugin, but still it can be put in there. But, you know, categorization is so difficult. I had to spend so much time in putting things in right categories, and still I get emails, you know, this shouldn't be in this category.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny, our mutual friend Todd Jones says, I'm the reason that Toolset was one more vote than Pods. Yeah, Todd, thank you. a little fun in the chat this morning as we go through these Gutenberg add-ons. Cadence Box was number one. Generate Box number two, Stackable number three. I'm not surprised at that. I'm, as I've said to many people, I've been all in with Cadence Box for months and months, and their support and some of the things they're doing over there with things like accessibility and other things is really good. Shout out to my good friend Kathy Zan, who's now with Cadence working for Stellar WP. They're doing some really good stuff, but Generate Box and Stackable are good options as well, in my opinion. Do you have anything Absolutely. You want to that vendor or no?
Absolutely. Generate. I think it all depends on who came first with the, you know, all these three players, they came up with the pro version very quickly. Mm-hmm. So people lapped onto it. And out of these two, I've used Cadence Blocks and Generate Blocks, and both of them are very neat. I've also tested Stackable. It's kind of similar. Again, all these, you know, add-ons, they have similar kind of functionality. The only difference is in terms of the performance, and someone should step up and do the performance check. And also they differ in the output code that they generate. I think out of these three, the other one to watch out for the next few months would be Ultimate Add-ons, UAG, from people who make Astra Theme. So they've kept their plugin free for a long time. Probably they are itching to launch a pro version. So let's see. Because again, this ecosystem, Gutenberg add-ons, it's going to get more competitive next year.
Yeah. And to go back to the questions about dynamic add-ons, Courtney Robertson just posted in chat, she's a Pods fan, so she's with you, Devinder, by the way.
Yeah.
Another one. Elementor add-ons, which is something, be frank, I'm not as familiar with, because I don't run Elementor. So we got Essential Add-ons 1, Unique Elementor 2, and Croco Block 3. Any thoughts on those, Devinder?
Honestly, even I don't use Elementor on a regular basis, considering now that I'm a Gutenberg user, like not that Gutenberg user, at least like all my personal sites now run on Gutenberg for me taking Gutenberg for an experimental spin, because you can experiment on your personal sites, not on client websites. And majority of my client sites are on Beaver Builder for a long time. But yeah, I think these Ultimate Elementor, and this is from the Astra people, I think. And then Essential Add-ons is from WP Developer, which again is very popular player in a lot of plugins. So I've heard about Croco Block a lot, but again, I've not used them because I'm not, again, these would be used majority by Elementor users. So you're not talking to a solid or you know, frequent Elementor user here.
Yeah, and by the way, Devinder, you're getting lots of love this morning, I should tell you. Courtney says that you tried to make her use pods and she's okay on the back end. So there you go. The Devinder fan club has come out in the middle of this live stream. So let's go to backups. And this is always a contentious one. All-in-one migration wins. Updraft Plus, which is one of the two tools I use, is second. Duplicator is third. And then you got three others that are close. Bog Vault, WP Vid, and Backup Buddy. What is your choice, and what do you like, and where do you kind of play in that side?
My favorite one was Duplicator, but in recent years it has been All-in-One Migration because it's no-nonsense plugin, and it works almost every time. It has never failed me. And so I love it. And I know a lot of my friends also use Updraft Plus, so I'm not surprised to see the, I think the recent one that got a lot of attention for it to be very solid and working is WP Vivid. And a lot of people recommended that, and I'm sure it works. I do own Backup Buddy also. And in my initial years, I used to use Backup Buddy. It works. But sometimes it doesn't work. You know, I'm telling you the story like a few years back. So at the moment, I'm not too sure how it performs because I've not been using it actively. And, you know, other thing is this category is a little nascent now because most of the people are using their own servers and their backup servers. So they will just dump the whole server into a duplicate server, or they are using managed hosting like, you know, Kinsta and WP Engine. So they themselves do backups really well. So most people actually don't do backups if you're using Kinsta or, you know, something like WP Engine. But as a cautionary thing, you should take your backup, and I would recommend All-in-One Migration.
Yeah, I would look at this, and I've kind of switched over the years. I used to be a big Backup Buddy user, and I've kind of switched up Draft Plus, and I think the reason for it is Updraft Plus handles large files better. Backup Buddy seems to have issues when the files get extremely huge. And I think that's one of the big knocks on the product. And I'm with you. I do backups two ways for clients. One at the host level, that's the cPanel level. And I also do backups at the site level. So I actually do both. So I think, you know, people should not put all their marbles in their host hands and frankly take some responsibility and do some of this themselves. It would be a great idea. So, you know, so there's that. Now, SEO plugins. And before we get into the category, I was talking to somebody recently, and we all talked about the green, white, green, yellow, red traffic lights. And they went again being Yoast. And I think they're the de facto standard. And then we got Rank Math, and then we got SEO Press. I interestingly use none of the three of these. So these days, I've kind of gone off the board and become a squirrely user very quickly, personally.
Interesting.
But I think a lot of it is how you apply the SEO functions, not the plugin that you use. What are your thoughts on that one?
Exactly. You know, again, people have to sell their plugins, so they're going to make a lot of promises. Some of them are really fluff, especially in SEO industry, right? Not just plugins. In SEO industry, a lot of, you know, SEO services, oh, you're going to be number one, just pay us this, right? So coming back to SEO plugin, I think Yoast, it works. And it works, let me tell you. And Rank Math and SEO Press is just extends Yoast further. Now, if you consider Yoast plus Yoast Premium, it's almost same as Rank Math SEO or SEO Press. But Rank Math and SEO Press has gone into a different direction. Now they offer like keyword tracking and all that for an additional, you know, fee and all that stuff. So now the SEO plugins have, you know, branched out, not just, you know, helping you do the actual SEO stuff like meta title, meta description and all that stuff, but also doing, you know, keyword research and all that. Even though I don't think this should be part of things you do in the WordPress dashboard, but then a lot of things are coming in WordPress dashboard that shouldn't be there, in my opinion. But then again, it's some people do want these things in. So my, as far as I'm concerned, I've been using Yoast for, I don't know, ever since Yoast have been there. I think Yoast have been there ever since the WordPress has been there, to what I remember. And although a few of my newer sites do use SEO Press Pro, because it gives you more options. Again, I can get those options if I get Yoast Premium. So all of these are almost similar in terms of, you know, feature set. Obviously, there will be people who will do comparison on speed test and all that. So it doesn't actually matter.
You're being agreed with once again, Devinder. What what else is new, you know? Thanks, Todd.
I do want to mention one thing. Like, if you really want just simple SEO, just go for Slim SEO. Slim SEO is, I think, from same people who make Metabox. And it sticks with its name. It only gives you slim features that you actually need. Because again, as a user, you don't need too many SEO, you know, features to just write good content. That's the missing point or missing part at most of the things.
Security stuff, and boy has security become an issue in this last year. The heavyweight WordFence wins the battle. iTheme security number two, Malcare number three, everybody else kind of after that. My take on that is I've been a bit of a WordFence / iTheme security user for the last number of years, so I think they do their space really well. I'm not surprised, and I'm not surprised the security plugin was in your top five. Do you have any thoughts on that you'd like to add?
Well, my favorite one that I use on almost all my sites for 2-3 years now is PatStack. Yeah. It didn't get that many votes because maybe they are not that. They also rebranded recently, like a year back, so maybe people are a little... They were called WebEox. And now they're called PatStack. So yeah, PatStack and iTheme security also is pretty good. Again, Malcare is good if you're using also their companion product, which is Block Vault. Yep. And WordFence, again, it's a leader, and it's a leader for a reason, to be honest. And a lot of my corporate clients who are very serious about security, they only use WordFence. So you know the answer now.
Yeah, I would agree. And let's be fair, both WordFence, iThemes, and Malcare all give a lot back to the community in terms of newsletters, security alerts, how-tos, and things like that. And they really should be commended for helping the WordPress community get through some of these challenges and that seem to be getting worse by the day, not better. So there's some of that. E-commerce and membership. We have LearnDash, MemberPress, and Woo memberships. That doesn't surprise me, really. Do you have any thoughts in that category? Your audio, Devinder?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
Okay. Out of all these, I think the most that I've used a lot is Lifter LMS. It didn't get that many votes. I don't know why, but I've used Lifter LMS a lot, and it's really solid plugin. I've also used LearnDash. Again, it's equally good. And I started recently using Restrict Content Pro on one of my side projects, which didn't take off that well. So that's another story. But as a membership plugin, it worked exactly I wanted. So yeah, because again, I'm more of a, for me, memberships website, if you're not, you know, as a client, if you're not ready to invest money in managing a membership, hiring a person to manage a website, then you shouldn't use WordPress for membership. There are many hosted platforms that you should use. So again, LearnDash, pretty good. MemberPress, again, really good. Now they've added the courses module, so it becomes almost like members plus courses. Woo membership, if you love WooCommerce, then go for Woo membership. Otherwise, stay away. Yeah, I think pretty much. And even paid membership pro, you would be surprised, and I was also surprised, to be honest, when I was doing research for Restrict Content Pro and, you know, which membership plugin should I use, and I tried paid membership pro. Man, the free version is so feature rich. You actually don't need a pro version of paid membership pro if you just want to make a simple membership website. And, you know, kudos to the team for putting out the free version that actually works.
Yeah. Well, two things going on here. One, I think Todd Jones has been hanging around with Bob Dunn and Jeff Chandler too much because he's saying do the woo. So there you go there. And the other person we just had drop in the chat was a bit of celebrity, the one Kyle Van Dusen, the head of the admin bar, the all-time point getter in this little foray, has now shown up in the chat. Congratulations, Kyle. Well deserved. Marketing automation plugins. And before we get into this, I'm of a mixed belief here. And I'm one of those people who believe marketing automation should be kept out of the WordPress dashboard. I think it's better suited out. I've tried many of the plugins. I personally prefer to go to a third-party solution, but since the categories here, we have Fluent CRM, WP Fusion, and then Cartflows. And interestingly, things like Groundhog, Newsletter Glue, WP Funnels, Launchflows didn't show up in the top three. Any thoughts on that one?
Well, out of these three, Fluent CRM is one of those which I've used ever since it was under manufacturing. Like, I was the beta tester and I was surprised to, you know, because Fluent CRM, when it started, they started building, it was more like a just an email marketing plugin, like just having a MailChimp kind of a thing within your WordPress dashboard. But obviously they've expanded it into full CRM. So Fluent CRM, I know each and every feature of it because I was their beta tester and, you know, played around with a lot of things. WP Fusion, I've used on a lot of my client websites who uses, say, Lifter LMS or LearnDash, because WP Fusion makes things so easy. Like, the problem with WP Fusion is when you go to their website and see the price tag, you think, oh, it's very expensive. But actually, it's not expensive when you see how much time it saves you if you're managing, you know, your CRM setup or your WordPress stuff is getting linked to an outside CRM, say ActiveCampaign and all that. So WP Fusion, Cartflows, I don't have that much experience, but I know a lot of my people in my, you know, close group use it and it works. Hustle, I'm not aware of. Groundhog is equally good CRM. So it actually is more baked and solid. It's just they are just trying to get their marketing thing out more. But it's, again, very solid. A Newsletter Glue, again, my bad. It shouldn't be here in this category, but then I had to put it somewhere in some category, yeah, because Newsletter Glue is a little different. Like, it's like you're, you know, publishing a blog post and sending it as a newsletter from your dashboard. Leslie, the person behind this, she's very active and she's very passionate about it. And I've seen the preview, I've seen the demo, and it works. And a lot of people I know in my ecosystems use it. So again, others I have no knowledge about because I've not used them. But obviously I've heard about Launchflow is something similar to Cartflows, but Launchflow is more, you know, suited for Elementor users. So I think Launchflows is more like a competitor to Cartflows. But again, I can be wrong here, so don't put me under the bus here. So
yeah. And then let's go to developer tools. Query Monitor, FakerPress, and the Hub GoDaddy Pros. So any thoughts on those tools? Which ones do you like? Which ones don't you like?
I have no idea. I'm a fake developer, so FakerPress works better for me.
Yeah. And before we move on, and I'm going to put Devinder on the spot because I know he's worked really hard with some sponsors. Give your four sponsors a little more play, D, please.
Okay. I'm really thankful to all the four sponsors that came forward in sponsoring this. And they took the risk because this was the first edition of the WP Award. So they took the risk whether it will work or not, but it worked really well. So shout out to GoDaddy Pro, Hosting 20i, Cloudways, and Stellar WP. They've been awesome in supporting this first edition of WP Awards.
And many other things in the WordPress community too, I should say. Just kind of looking at chat, geez, Todd's awake and active this morning because he says he loves Newsletter Glue and Leslie. is awesome. So there you go, folks. Little one for Leslie Sims.
And yeah, I do need to pitch, Leslie Hare, because if you really want to learn how to pitch your new plugin in the ecosystem, learn it from Leslie, how she's doing. She's amazing.
Yeah, she really is. And she's such a sweet lady. I've had her on with me, and she's such a pleasure and so much fun and cares so much about what we do. Hosting services. Speaking of our sponsor, Cloudways 1, SiteGround 2, Canista 3, I use none of them. So there you go. but what I'll say is I'm surprised SiteGround's as high as they've been, especially with all the issues in the WordPress community. And what do you think about that?
I'm not surprised. I use SiteGround, so yeah, it's number two. I'm happy about that. But yeah, personally, I use SiteGround, but I have the agencies that I work with, they all toggle between WP Engine, Kinsta. Some of them use Cloudways. And few of my friends use Liquid Web also. Yeah. So they all are almost same in terms of, again, you're paying a premium price for premium service, and they all live to what they are offering. So yeah, the only difference here, very niche kind of services would be Stratic, which is more like static website, mm-hmm. and Convasio, which mostly focus on Woo and membership stuff. But then again, there's Nexus brand also. I believe Nexus also focus on the membership and Woo kind of thing. So yeah, hosting is something like that. Like if you're too geeky, you would not look at any of these and just spin up your own server.
Yeah. And by the way, we just got a thank you from Courtney Robertson for all the GoDaddy shout outs. Thanks, Courtney. I appreciate it. Those who don't know, Courtney does work with GoDaddy. So, much, much appreciated for the comment. WP support and services. No surprise in this one. I think Main WP wins out. WPMU Dev is 2 and GoWP is 3. Have you used all of them, Devinder? I can't remember. Or have you only used like Main WP or kind of looked at them?
I used to use Managed WP, but again, it's out of focus now. So it vanished almost. I don't know. No one even nominated them, but I used to use Managed WP and it worked really well. I think it's still there. So out of these, I've used Main WP. Again, it works. And mostly I get to know about Main WP from our common friend, Toddy Jones, because he's so passionate about it. And other than these, I think Dear Designer, few of my agencies that I worked like 2-3 years back, they used Dear Designer. I'm sure they're using still now. And they really deliver on the stuff. There are many services like Dear Designer, which is like subscription-based design services, but Dear Designer stands out of all the crowd. And again, GoWP and WP Buffs, they are like WordPress maintenance services, and they are very, not just they are vocal, they're very supportive in the WordPress community. So I'm not surprised for them to be there.
Yeah, and we get a comment from Kyle where he says the people at GoWP are fantastic.
So. Oh yeah, they're fantastic. I did even receive a t-shirt from them, so I need to dig it, because the state
it's
of my house has
it's
enough.
In a box somewhere. Thanks, Kyle, for the comment. WordPress box, and this one really doesn't surprise me. We got WP Beginner at the top, which I think they give a lot back into the community, and then Chris Lemma at number 2, and frankly, Chris has been blogging every day. I think he's at like 361 days, so shout out to Chris. And then the all-encompassing oldest news site, WP Tavern, number 3. And then we got a whole pile of others, including Post Status, Canista, WP Mayor, WP Mainline, and so on. So I think the WordPress blogging space is in a really good spot right now. What do you think, Dee?
Absolutely. Like, I'll talk about the winners later, but I want to talk about like WebTNG from David McCann, WP Mainline from Jeff, and Layer WP from Ben Downside. I think these three blogs have started showing really good promise, especially the WebTNG and WP Mainline. And I wouldn't be surprised next year if I do these awards again, which I would most likely, I think these will get more votes because they've been producing a lot of, you know, real content, especially WebTNG. David does really good deep down drills into, and those are really good. They are very objective. They are not, he's not putting his subjectivity into it. So that makes it even better. And the winners, I'm not surprised with WP Beginners because again, it's been there for a long time and it has tutorial on every question a new WordPress user or an advanced WordPress user would need. Yeah, Chris Limmer blogs, you know, that can be a surprise to some people who actually do not know Chris Limmer. But again, I know Chris Limmer for some time now. I've been following his stuff, so I'm not surprised. But again, I'm sure a lot of people have discovered who Chris Limmer is or what this blog is all about. But then I think Chris Limmer should make a video how he blogs every day, considering
we need to put Chris on the spot, or better still, come join you and I and talk about it, right? So there's your challenge, Chris.
Yeah, but people don't realize that Chris Limmer blogs as a passion thing and a side thing because his main job is something else. Obviously, it's related to WordPress. I think now he's VP for LearnDash.
He's the general manager at LearnDash, which is a stellar WP brand. Yeah.
So he has a full-time job. So this thing is not full-time. So, but he's still doing it every day. So kudos to him for doing it.
And Todd was just commenting how David does a really good job on his articles. I so hardly agree with that one. David McCann, we're lucky to have him in our community. He gives so much back in and, you know, a shout out to him for some of the teardowns he does. Well done. Podcast, WP Builds number one. Congrats to our good friend Nathan Wrigley. I'm a little biased there because I've been on with Nathan a couple times. Number two, Agency Trailblazer. Number three, Woman WP Podcast. Nice to see some diversity in the top three. And,
absolutely.
And then everybody else is kind of in there. And truly, I think we have a large number of really good WordPress podcasts. I mean, I look at the top 10 and I say, I probably have a number of these on in my podcast catcher that I listen to on a regular basis. So I think the WordPress space from a podcast standpoint is in real good spot right now. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'm not surprised WP Builds is there because Nathan does so much hard work. You know, it's not easy being, you know, he also does weekly, you know, live videos and all that. I myself don't prefer doing live videos. It's just people like you who push me to come on live videos. So I come.
Yeah, thank you.
But otherwise, Nathan does really good. And I think Agency Trailblazer has been there for a long, long time. And Lee Jackson puts out content, really good content regularly. I think he has rebranded it because I was on his website now. It's instead of calling Agency Trailblazer, it's called Trailblazer FM.
Yeah,
I need to dig into that. Again, all other podcasts. I'm a regular listener of Matt Report because, you know, I have a special place for Matt Report podcast in my heart because Matt Report was the first podcast I was invited as a guest to be back. And I was surprised, like, why do someone wants to hear me? But again, that was the icebreaker for me, and I will be always thankful to Matt Medeiros for giving me that opportunity.
Yeah, and it is a special place for me because, frankly, without Matt, I don't know, and a couple other people, I don't know if I'd have my podcast sitting on Castos at this point in time. And Matt has been a large inspiration and a lot of help to many podcasters in the WordPress community, so you know, I agree with you. Shout out to Matt. Let's move on to community. And, you know, I mentioned it that we had a bit of a celebrity in the room this morning. The number one category vote getter of all time, the admin bar, and then Big Orange Heart, and then Post Status number three. And then we kind of had all the other communities behind it. What are your thoughts on that one?
I'm not surprised again, because admin bar, I think the community is all about people and how they feel about being there. Admin bar has been really good because if you go there and read comments about, you know, how people interact, they've been happy again, because, you know, in most of the WordPress communities, the newbie questions or the usual question get put down really badly. And plus there's obviously negativity around, you know, where you come from, how do you look and all that stuff. I don't see that in Admin Mod, which is really good. And they also joke about things, which is, again, they keep the humor level high from all the stress stuff. So I'm not surprised with Admin Bar. My own groups, the Web Creators Community, is last. So I'm not surprised about that because I've been ignoring it for some time now because, again, priorities. But yeah, I love people in my own group, Web Creators and Basic and Beyond WP. Yeah. But yeah, I usually hang out in, you know, Dynamic WordPress group, which is from WebDNG. Again, David McCann. It's a newer group. And again, out of these, I think I'm also part of the Woo Launcher, which is a group outside WordPress. It's on Circle. It's a Circle group, not on Facebook. So yeah, I've been part of a lot of Slack and Discord and all that stuff. So I try to minimize my time that I spend there because you only have 24 hours, right?
Yeah, I know. And as you know, lately I've been spending a little time in the new LinkedIn product group. Shameless plug. I'm one of the two managers along with Courtney Robertson of that group. And that group is just growing right now. So it'd be really interesting to see where these numbers are in a year from now versus today with all the changes that are up and above. And communities kind of become a big stress issue for most of us in the WordPress space. We've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And it's something we got to kind of keep working on. So I think that's a big of an issue. YouTube channels, WP Dutz, Tuts, WP Crafter, and Nicole Osborne. And that Nicole, number three, didn't surprise me. David Walmsley was right behind her. David McCann was right behind that. There's a lot of really good YouTube content going out there. And the other one that's not even listed, interestingly enough, was Joe Casabona's YouTube channel when I look at the list. Any thoughts on that one?
Again, don't put me under the bus here. I didn't put all these nominations. They were all submitted by people. I did get a lot of people commenting like why there's a Facebook group, not Facebook group, but a YouTube channel by a guy called Mac, M-A-K. So to be honest, I may have seen the videos, but again, I didn't select these nominees. They were all submitted either by themselves or by their, you know, people who follow them. So all those people who are missing, I can only say all those people who are missing this year, probably when the nomination open next year, please do go ahead and submit, because I didn't leave out any nomination that was submitted. And no. Again, this is a very thin tightrope walk because I didn't leave out any nomination, but then there were some people who said, oh, there are too many nominations to even vote for. So, you know, there's fire on the either side. But again, I can just say I'm sorry if your thing was not there, but it wasn't there because you didn't submit it or someone who was your visitor or follower did not submit it. So
yeah, and some love to Nicole Osborne at her YouTube channel.
Our videos are fun. Her smile is so infectious.
Yes, yes. And I've had the pleasure of talking to Nicole, and she's just an amazing lady. So let's go on to niche plugins. We have the events calendar, we have WPML, and we have affiliate WP, and then there's a whole assortment, what they call a potpourri behind, you know, this. Just an interesting category, and probably could be maybe broken up into a couple categories down the road, right, Devinder?
Probably, because, you know, this was the first attempt at this thing. So I had no idea. To be honest, I didn't have any idea how many categories I'll end up with. But when it became after 20 categories, I said, oh, it's getting bigger now. But now when I look at things, I think even if I had 30 categories, it won't be a daunting thing for a person to vote, because again, you don't have to vote in every category, right? Because if you see not voted in every category, that means those people skipped these categories. So people can vote quickly. And yeah, next year I think I need to do a better job. Probably I should add a category field at the nomination stage itself so that people can self-categorize themselves, and then I can review them the category and put them in the right category. Yeah, my mistake.
That's okay. Everybody's got to start somewhere.
honestly speaking, anything I couldn't find the category went into niche plugin category. So yeah, there's that. But then Events Calendar, obviously, it's been there for a long time now. It's part of Stellar Group.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the best plugin in the own niche of calendar plugins. Again, yeah, WPML, Affiliate WP, they all are like leaders in their category. So with again, other plugins, they are there, and they are, I think I should have categorized them better.
Yeah. And then we go to performance plugins, and you got WP Rocket, Hummingbird, Auto Optimize, and I mean, there's a pile of caching and a pile of image optimization plugins that could go in there very easily. It's pretty an even category.
Absolutely. Right? I'm a personal user. I love Auto Optimize plugin. I've been using it for a long time.
Yep.
And I also use ShotPixel sometime now because I'm a Photoshop nerd. So I usually optimize my images in Photoshop itself before uploading on WordPress. But for client sites, ShotPixel is really good. WP Compress is equally good option. The plugin that I think got maximum attention this time around was Pref Matters. And I'm sure it works. I've not tried it. The only plugin out of these that I've tried is WP Rocket, very good. Auto Optimize, WP Supercache, again, a vintage plugin that still works. And because they've been keeping it updated and, you know, yeah. Even W3 Total Catch, initially as I tried it, like it had so many settings, like I would scratch my head, like how to configure this. But people who can configure this, it works for them.
Yeah, a lot of it is learning how to configure those plugins and using them to the best of their ability instead of getting into what we call the shiny object syndrome and just buying a new plugin because as the vendor rolls his eyes, because you can, you know. So moving forward, do you see one of these categories that's going to take a big shakeup next year? Page builders, maybe?
I think Gutenberg add-ons would see more. I think Gutenberg add-ons will see more nominees next year because there would be a lot of surprises coming. Like now it's like holiday time, so no one is doing any announcements. There's no point doing them. So expect a lot of things to, you know, tumble up or tumble down in February or March. So yeah. And in themes, I don't see any new entrants because themes is more like stable ecosystem. And page builders, I doubt there would be a new page builder. It's even if a new page builder comes, they will market as a block page builder because that's how the world is rolling these days, at least the WordPress world. So yeah, that would make more sense. Form plugins, there's still a lot of options already there. But even if something good comes out, it would work well because forms is something that's required for almost every WordPress user. Because if you see these nominees, Fluent, if you take out the Fluent Form came out from nowhere and it's number two, right? So it just, you have to build a solid product and market it really well.
Yeah. Thanks, Devinder. Let's give those four sponsors here one last shout out because they really deserve it. Do you want to, please?
Sure. And they can sponsor again next year. I would be more happy about that. But keeping things sane, GoDaddy Pro, hosting by i20i and Cloudways and Stellar WP.
And if somebody wants to talk to you about something for the WP Awards for next year, how's the best way to get a hold of you?
There's a contact form on the WPweekly.com website, or you can DM me on my Twitter, iDavinder, I as in iPhone, followed by DAVINDER, or you can message me on Twitter for the WP Weekly, which is twitter.com/theWPweekly.
Thanks, Devinder. Have an amazing day. Bye, everybody, and happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
A very special thank you to Devinder Sinkan for joining me today to discuss the WP Weekly Awards for this past year. It was a very interesting award show, to say the least. Thank you for listening to this edition of the SDM Show. The SDM Show is brought to you by Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing. For more information about Rob Cairns and Stunning Digital Marketing, go to stunningdigitalmarketing.info. From here, you can connect to us on social media, go to our website, and even go to the podcast to subscribe. This podcast is dedicated to my late father, Bruce Cairns. Dad, I miss you very much. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Make your business succeed.